Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. My name's Bernard Cribbins. How are you?
Go, Bernard, thank you very much for giving us a call. It's great
what
to hear that amazing
thank
voice.
Thank you. I only heard about you all last night, and a friend of mine rang me and said that you were talking to people, and I thought, I'll give you a ring. I finished my paper round. Here I am.
Bernard, it's such, you've got such a recognisable voice. It's so kind of you to give us a call.
I shall change it.
That's
to
much
like
better.
That.
Thank you.
And, okay.
Who did you call you yesterday? Who's asked you to call us?
A friend of mine, a guy who is a fellow fisherman and a builder, and he just rang and said, this thing is going on. Why don't you join in? So here I are.
And what's the name of the charity you're supporting?
The charity is a place over at Chertsey, not far from where we are. It's called the White Lodge Centre, and it looks after and cares for children with cerebral palsy and does the most marvellous work. And we've been connected with it for, oh my goodness, since the late 70s, early 80s.
Well, good on you. Sounds like
we've
a very
my wife and myself. Julia.
Oh, brilliant. So you do fundraising and raise awareness for them?
Well, we used to do huge golf days, which I was thinking about last night when I knew I was going to call you. One day we had Bruce Forsyth, Roddy Corbett, bless him, Henry Cooper, the Minister for Sport, what was he called? I forgot his name. Anyway, I mean, the number of people who used to turn up, the Surrey police used to come out and do the scoreboard for us, the scouts used to come out and walk people around. David Lloyd and his brother used to come and do tennis exhibitions. We had tennis and golf, and the very last one we did, we actually raised 50 grand on the day.
Fantastic. Well done.
Which White Lodge got half of, and a place down at Guildford, which looked after elderly, mentally handicapped people, they got the other half. And it was the most, well, for my wife, a lot of hard work, but the most gratifying thing on the day to see those faces.
I bet.
I remember giving Carol Meyer, who sadly left us this year, who was the driving force behind White Lodge then, on one particular occasion, I gave her a cheque for £5,000. And I said, what's that for? And she just looked at me and said, it's the hydro pool. And that's how the money was spent, in such a solid, practical way, you know.
Well, well done. That's amazing, Bernard, to be part of something like that and giving something back.
It was terrific, and we had such a good time doing it. I cannot tell you. I still miss it, but the work involved was amazing. And White Lodge in those days was just a series of wooden huts, literally wooden huts, at the bottom of a slope near St. Peter's Hospital in Chertsey, and eventually they decided they had to renovate and renew the place. And my wife took on the job of fundraising and raised over £2 million to build what is there today, which is the most wonderful establishment, you know.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for drawing our attention to it. Now, the way this works, Bernard, as celebrities call in and tell us about these amazing charities and the great work they do, they leave a question for the next person. Yours comes from Jeremy Vine, and I'm guessing you may not be aware of the Teletubbies.
I am aware of the Teletubbies, and Sir Derek Jacobi, who voices it so beautifully. Yes, I am aware.
My kids are a bit older now, but when they used to be younger, we used to watch it together, and I used to fall asleep quicker.
Can I speak to one of your kids then? Because I'm not sure about the answer.
who was the green Teletubby?
The green Teletubby. Tinky Winky.
Who is it?
It was Dipsy.
Oh, come on, Bernard.
Tinky Winky, no.
No, it's not Tinky Winky, no.
No. Am I allowed another guess?
Yeah, you can. Go on, then.
Algernon.
No, I think that was the one they rejected. It's the one that got away.
I honestly seen it and watched it, but I haven't been able to remember the names.
And what's the question from you, Bernard?
Well, the question is probably slightly easy in that. I'm currently on CBeebies with a programme called Old Jack's Boat, and it's me telling stories as an old fisherman.
Yeah, but it's such lovely, calming TV. Is it good fun to do?
It's wonderful, yes. It's actually one of the nicest things I've ever done in the whole of my career. And I have a dog, and this is really very simple if you've seen it. What is the name of my dog in Old Jack's Boat?
Now, I do know that. It's Algernon.
It's not Algernon.
Oh, no.
He changed it by Deed Pearl. What is the name of the dog in Old Jack's boat?
An Old Jack's boat. OK, well, listen, thank you very much for giving us a call. You're a legend, Bernard Cribbins. Have a lovely weekend.
I'm a legend.
That's it. I mispronounced it.
And you. I hope all your listeners have a wonderful weekend, too.
Well, now you've said that, Bernard. Thank you very much for giving us a call. Lovely to hear from you.
OK, bye-bye. God bless.